from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Good day to you. For many, it's an important day, because it's trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. 5 p.m., I think, around here. Here's hoping your team gets the player or players that can help you make a push or put you over the top. Because it doesn't apply to me and my cubbies. But I'm not going to dismiss it as a big day, certainly, for baseball fans. Joe Lunardi is at work. He's putting together off-season bracketologies. John brought that to my attention this morning. We are losing in women's Olympic tennis. Coco went down.
Mm.
She's one of our 2 flag bearers, as you know.
Yes.
So I think she's still playing in doubles.
Okay.
But singles chances gone.
It's too painful. It's painful.
And she was crying, perhaps controversially, John.
Okay.
Perhaps controversially taken away from her.
Gotcha.
Now, from what I've seen, she was already losing.
Right, okay.
She's going to have a hard time coming back. She got off to a good start.
Are you spoiling this, by the way?
She blew it.
Is this a spoiler alert?
No. She's out.
But isn't this people like to watch later today, right?
Did this happen this morning?
I believe so.
Because it all runs together, dude.
Yeah.
I'm messing it up for Brad and his wife.
I can tell.
During wine time tonight.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sorry. She's gone, though. Let me tell you what you should do tonight. Watch women's gymnastics, USA. Because I got a feeling it's going to be a big night.
Yeah, it makes it tough, right? It makes it tough when, you know... You know, the Olympics are going on live. We're watching live. And
I like to see it early.
And, yeah. I'm sorry. I did.
You're right. I spoiled it. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Coco, gone.
That's impressive, though. If you can go in
sister gone.
Today's day and age until 7 o'clock when the event takes place at 8 and not know what's happening, that is pretty impressive in this time.
It is.
You know, and it takes real effort. And Jason spoiled that. Brad, would...
It's not even a wine. I don't feel like it's a wine night. It's Taco Tuesday, isn't it, Brad?
What do you guys say? I had the mics off for a second.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he's trying to. Dude, he's trying to.
I am so sorry.
There's a ban on Olympic programming.
Can we talk about men's gymnastics? Today or yesterday?
That was fun.
Okay, so we could talk about the stuff that's already passed on tape delay prime time. That's what's allowed here.
Mics on.
In these bounds.
I can hear this now. I turned my headphones.
So sorry.
Is it hard for you, not checking?
Nope.
That's amazing.
But I have to work all day. Like I'm producing.
I was gonna say, Jeff's doing a lot of Olympic coverage. Yeah, he might be playing spoiler, but I guess you can just tune out there.
Like all morning long, right. I was working on schedules for the Vols. I have other stuff I do all day long.
There you go.
Like that's not related to Twitter or social media.
Well, then you saw Frederick Richards. You know who he is?
Is that the guy from Worcester with the glasses?
That's you talking about Pommel Horseman?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. This the brother.
I heard his story from Michigan.
Yeah, emerging star, I would say.
That whole team.
Now, you're right. Clark Kent ended up being the guy that, I guess, sealed it.
But that guy you're talking about, the whole team was just awesome.
Olympics, John, so exciting.
Yes.
So, it was fun last night. It was fun.
Brad is giddy about it.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's real. It's genuine with you.
I enjoy it.
I can sense it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 6 p.m., I'm off of it, really.
Can we get you watching Simone Biles tonight? That's the question, because you haven't come out of the basketball, you know,
bubble.
Bubble.
Yeah,
good way to put it. Because he won't come out of it. Good,
yeah. Do I think that you can get me watching
it? Can you come out tonight? Because I told you, let Riley see greatness.
No Olympics till Sudan? Is that what the deal is, John?
No, I'm watching other countries.
Okay.
I'm watching other countries.
He's watching just all basketball.
You saw Santi?
I woke up and I record all games on my YouTube TV DVR.
Oh, hey.
And so I woke up this morning super early and I watched Greece. Tough one for Giannis and Greece there. Just not enough, right? Not enough.
That was Santi in that moment.
Yeah, that was Santi. Yeah, Santi looked great, but Santi looked great in the World Cup last year. And it didn't really translate, so I would caution you, good
for Spain.
Try to extrapolate anything.
Sad
for that.
For
yeah, they kept their Olympic meddling hopes alive, whereas Greece is absolutely
very dim.
On the brink. Mm. Watched Australia, Canada, dude. If Dylan Brooks played the way he does for Canada in the NBA, he would really still probably be a Grizzly. Like, in all seriousness, like, the guy is a different player.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe it's.
I think, you know, if he had played for the Grizzlies, like he played for Houston last year, he might have still been a Grizzly.
Yeah.
But those days are gone. That's water under the bridge.
No, it's just amazing.
He had decided on it.
Like, my image of Dylan, right, is the one that I saw most recently in Memphis, which is complete offensive liability. Like, you groan when he shoots. And
he was good for Houston last year. I don't remember what his final you remember, he started off red hot from three, but I just mean in terms of being that veteran teammate. You know, you wondered, being around a young group, how it was going to rub off.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back to, you know, I don't know if it's just respect for Ime Udoka, but I'm going to go back to being the Dylan Brooks that, you know, was a factor in this league.
Yeah.
And was super efficient, even with less.
Yeah, Dylan was in a 93-83 win against Australia today. Dylan was 16 points on 2 of 3 from 3, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. I mean,
it's all you need from him.
It's amazing. It amazes me that he can do that. Again, my image is he was a complete offensive liability. So anyway, I watch all the basketball. Can you get me to watch Simone Biles tonight? I'll put those.
Hey, if you want to see greatness, I mean, the entire team. They're, you know.
Will be airing on NBC, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm assuming so. In parts on Peacock.
Yeah. So that's
which
the other problem.
Which I can't get. I mean, it's got to be on.
Yeah,
five for me.
That is the other issue, isn't it? That it's sort of splintered. The coverage is splintered a little bit. You don't know where it's going to be on NBC, whether it's going to be on Peacock.
You get the main stuff, the stuff we need to see. You know,
USA Basketball.
On your main. Dylan ended up shooting 36% from three last year.
Yeah, that's much better.
Decent.
Well, he was shooting 20 something with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, but he was on fire early in the year. Still ended up decent at 36.
Exactly.
I mean, that's over his career, which is 34.5.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah, I watched both those games this morning. So it's a nice way to start your morning and get the juices going with.
Get your little coffee and a little international basketball.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of the way you've gone all in. Just want to see again if we can show a little range. And see some greatness tonight.
And she's in the team gymnastics event tonight?
Yes. Okay. Let's not, you know, that's actually kicking off at 11:15. Want to be very careful.
Oh, it's kicking off in 5 minutes.
Yes, pretty sure. Our time, that starts 11:15. Want to be very careful.
Is this the
that
event?
We do not spoil anything for Brad. We've got the televisions off.
Brad, is this the event that you don't want to have spoiled the most?
Well, I just watch whatever they package on NBC for primetime. So I had no idea what to expect when I turned on the television with the family last night.
Amazing.
And then I got to see this amazing, you know, gymnastics. And then what they do, this is one cool thing about the packaging. They edit all the crap out. Like, you don't have this, you know, waiting for, like, so
right.
it's you're literally
you
seeing
know you're
going to
get a payoff.
You're getting a
payoff.
Is
the difference. Whereas
constant
watching
payoff.
Live, you might not get it. Watching
exactly.
live early in the day, you might not get that.
I will say NBC, and this is from a program director, they have mastered the art of sculpting primetime. I mean, because you've got all this programming, and that's why you're really not spoiling it if I know about Santi, because let's say they wanted to air that in primetime and something spectacular happened in that game. You know, you would see it, and then they'd sort of set it all up. I mean, they do a good job with this stuff.
Yep, 11:15, Simone Biles and Team USA go for gold.
Are you guys going
to
do
we'll
the play-by-play of this?
We'll try to keep the spoilers out.
No,
we'll try to keep them out.
I'm not trying. I don't want to micromanage the show, though. I if y'all want to go at it, please.
Well, because here's the other thing. Right, that other people, you know, are going to do the
same
thing.
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people are doing what I'm doing.
I don't think most people need us to do the blow-by-blow of team gymnastics.
I want you to do 3-on-3 coverage. Canyon Berry and them.
How are we doing in that?
It just starts today.
Okay, just
Canyon Berry is in 3-on-3?
Yes.
Rick Berry's
one of the
son?
Berry boys.
Yeah. Are we going to have under? Do they shoot free throws so we can see him throw underhanded?
do they shoot free
I don't know
throws?
If they shoot free throws. Because I know Cannon does that underhanded thing
question.
That his dad taught him. I'm
do
sorry.
Do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer.
I should look.
Jimmer Ferdet, Kareem Maddox, and Dylan Travis. That's our Team USA men.
By the way, Japan and France playing right now. It's tied. 49-49 in the third quarter. Japan was a 16.5-point underdog.
Oh, my God.
And I will say, Japan is hilarious to watch play because all they do is shoot threes.
Yeah.
And they're incredibly overmatched physically, and they know it, other than Rui, right? And they just shoot threes all day. And they make 50% of them. And if you do that, you're going to have a chance to win every game you're in.
Go Japan.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing to watch this happen in real time.
And clean up the river.
They're doing
you
free
know,
throws, by the way.
That's really nasty.
Yeah.
That we can't swim and...
Yeah, they have an
equality. It was probably a bad idea from the get-go, but we couldn't get it right today, hoping it's right tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
They spent over $1 billion to clean the you-know-what out
what?
Of it.
What?
Over $1 billion, the country did, I'm pretty sure I heard last night.
Wow.
To clean the mess out of it, to make it swimmable for the Olympics, and it's nasty right now. All that you spent, you're trying to get it just to a point where you can get in there.
Right, yeah.
And we care more because we've got our Germantown. Guy, you know, in the
the mayor gets in there and tries to prove the point, right?
Jeff said AP reported today that they make it a two event duathlon, whatever the heck you call that.
Wow!
Because of this situation, we got them swimming in ish.
Yeah, how about that? Anyway, yeah, that's the Olympic breakdown for the day. Jessica Benson going to join us at 11:45. Move some things around, and Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. But we do have a few things to break down. Let's do a little thing we call Over Under.
It's Jason and John's Over Under. Over. Over. Under. Under.
Yeah, the research is they do shoot free throws for a 3-on-3, so we'll get to
I know you got to keep moving.
Seed for Memphis basketball next season in the tournament. 7.5 over under.
Over under.
Yeah, so Joe Lunardi released his latest bracketology earlier this morning, and that is why, of course, raised the question there. And he had Memphis as the automatic qualifier in the AAC, and he had that seed and that number next to Memphis as a 7. So under would mean you think they're going to have better than a 7 seed. Over would mean you think they're going to have worse than a 7 seed. You know, I hate to be pessimistic here, but Memphis has never had that good of a seed ever under Penny Hardaway. It's just they haven't had that good of a seed going back to the last years of Josh, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Memphis makes a tournament, it's never with that seed. And while there are opportunities in the non-conference, I just don't really see – I don't see Memphis getting off to the start that they did last year. I don't think Clemson is going to be as good as they were a year ago.
Yep.
You know, I don't think the stars will align the way they did a year ago. Now, you know, you could be amazing in the AAC. You could avoid any kind of, you know, traps. You know, you could avoid all that, right? But it still isn't going to be rewarded by the committee because the league is so bad. It's likely, you know, unless somebody else wins the league and Memphis's non-conference schedule is just great, it's likely just a one-bid league. So I think Memphis, if they get in, it would be more along the lines of 9-10 would be my guess. So I would definitely take the over on this. And wouldn't think twice about it.
I mean, I'm just with you. I don't think it's pessimistic at all. I think it's what you face. You know, asking your team, again, all new for the most part, to go 11-2 or better in the non-conference is asking a lot. And that's what they were last season. You could argue this is a tougher one. You got the opportunity perhaps to play the national champs in UConn. So I expect it to be tougher. John and I have talked about it. I mean, if you can go 10-3, if you can go 9-4 against this non-conference, that's pretty good. Here's the other issue. AAC going to be looked at. A league that was already getting weaker is going to be looked at as even weaker, maybe the weakest it's been. Look, I mean, Florida Atlantic's gone. You know, John's talked about USF, which had looked so promising. You know, they've lost a lot. I know we're banking on UAB being pretty competitive. I noticed, I asked John this morning, Lunardi doesn't have UAB projected in the field, nor does he have them in his first 8 out.
Right.
In the first 2 groups. And so that's how bad the AAC is. So even if you run it, let's just say you go through 2 losses, 1 loss, or, you know, the kind of season that you used to have around here, it's not going to mean much, and what that's typically meant is
that 8-9 slot. Most years we'd be arguing. You know, when Penning was making the turn, we'd be saying, you got to get out of 8-9. You got to get out of 8-9. It feels like right now that's probably going to be the best you can do. I'm just saying, again, unless you just wow us in the non-conference, then go on that run in the AAC that we were hoping for last year, there's your opportunity to be a 7 or better. But I just think it's going to be tough with this new team and the non-conference, and then you're not going to get much credit for even a good season, and you know, a championship season in the regular season in the AAC. And so I think all that adds up to you're back in the 8-9 slot as the automatic qualifier.
Yeah, it is.
I'd like to hope it could be 7 or better, but odds are, new team again. I mean, John, what are the odds you're going to go 11-2 again against, you know, a tough non-conference schedule with this, which is this is?
Right. I mean, that Kendrick Davis team, just for reference, was Penny's best team in terms of record. I think they were like, you know, 26-8 or something like that. I mean, do we think this team's going to be 26-8? And they were an 8 seed, right? So that's, I mean, that's, and that was, a, and I believe.
Yep. Depends on draw in Maui. You know, a lot of it's going to, I cannot see them going better really than 10-3, and 10-3 is going to be tough.
And by the way, that was an AAC season that included Houston still,
right?
You know, you have no there, and you beat Houston twice, I believe. So you know, this is just an unfortunate situation that Memphis is in.
Well, you'll take 8-9 seed and back in the tournament at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you would take it. You would take it. It's not, you know, where you hoped it would be.
No, but where you were last season, the way you collapsed, you have to get back in. And
yeah.
I just think that's the ceiling for the AAC this year.
Exactly.
Sort of 8-9. I'd like to believe they could be a 7. We'll see. Memphis has the schedule to do that.
Right.
You know, they've done a good job, clearly. You know, Penny and crew of putting together a schedule that can certainly get them in there and get them a higher seed. It's going to be tough to do that again with essentially a new team.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So we're in agreement.
I'd be happy with 8-9.
It'd be an over for us on the show, and if it is any number, I think we're, you know, pleasantly surprised.
And I hope so. Margin of victory for U.S. men tomorrow against South Sudan. The Sudanese 31.5 margin of victory for the men's Hoopers.
Over under.
So obviously, adjustment.
We have the proper amount of fear now.
Is it a different number? Is it adjusted from 31?
Well, yeah, it was 43.5 the first meeting in the exhibition. So that's been, you know, adjusted 12 points. I don't know. I mean, I know that there's some sharp money has come in on South Sudan, but it's do I want to lay 30 points? I do not want to lay 30 points, obviously. Do I want to bet South Sudan with Kevin Durant back in the fold? No, I do not.
Well, it's a stay away game for John.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely staying away from this. I do think there could be some weird vibes with the U.S. team with Tatum. You know, is he gonna play this game? Like, does he feel like his hand is forced here? Like,
we do have a little drama there, don't we?
Yeah, so I don't.
Just get him back out. Everybody crying about this.
I don't necessarily know.
I guess he could make it a bigger deal if he goes out there and mopes or whatever. But I'm sure Kerr's going to fix it this game, don't you think? I mean, he started a couple games, played big minutes for him. Why would he just be out again?
Yeah.
Because you like Booker, who is the guy we didn't mention yesterday, who's starting essentially, you know, got his spot.
You would think, but again, the vibes are not necessarily as good as you would hope off a win like that.
Oh, lay the 30. KD fixes everything.
Yeah.
I'm being scary here.
I'm going to say under. I'm going to say under just because, like, for what? Like, what's the U.S. motivation to just kill South Sudan? I mean, South Sudan's probably going to be much more motivated to keep this as close as possible because they want to be, you know, that third-place team that gets to go in the knockout stage, right? So in the U.S., they know they're going to it won't take much for them to beat South Sudan.
I could see that, letting off the pedal a little bit when you're up 25.
Yes.
22.
And so, you know, the United States won by 20. It's 30. Yeah, it's 30.5. You know, it might be 31.5. You know, so that's just so much to lay in a 40-minute game.
I am uncomfortable laying that, but I'm going to do it because I like living on the edge, as y'all know.
Yeah, I'm going to take South Sudan just because I think, like, they'll find a way to keep this.
You're going under.
Yeah, I'll
that's
go under.
I'll go over. I'll just say the Team USA and KD.
But I think if you bet either side of that, you're going to feel uncomfortable the whole entire game.
Very uncomfortable.
You know, because I just think South Sudan's going to make some shots, get some offensive rebounds.
Are they, though?
I think so, yeah. I think they definitely feel like after that first game that they're not afraid of the United States.
But we're a different team, you would acknowledge,
yes,
with KD in there.
Agree with that.
And he's going to get more minutes than he did last game, hopefully.
Yes.
Barring something unforeseen.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally agree.
I like being on the other side.
I'll be under.
Do we have the time that game starts tomorrow?
2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
Memphis time. So,
all right.
I don't think that...
John is locked in on the international basketball in that bubble.
That one doesn't get repackaged at 7 o'clock, right? Or does it?
Oh, it will. Okay. It'll be part of the prime time coverage. I don't know that it'll come back on at 7.
Well, how long does prime time coverage last?
It goes all into the night, and then they hand it off to Maria Taylor. I don't know what that time is. That 10 or 11? I can't remember. It's all running together. But at that point, then they hand it off to Maria Taylor, and they do another reset.
Mm-hmm.
But Tirico takes you through the prime time stuff. And like Brad said, that's all been packaged, and you're going to get, you know, a payoff at the end of that.
Yeah.
Whatever the best in the day's been in American, you know, Olympic sport, you're going to see that. Last night I went to bed on a skateboard. They let me down.
Yeah,
We could have got first.
We could have got first.
Yeah, I think we got second and third, I want to say.
Yeah, it sounds right.
We're lacking a little bit on the gold.
I stopped watching after the men's all around. I was like, that. There we go. Boom. Well, you know that.
Just don't take. I'm tired of the pool.
Yeah,
I've been in the pool. I don't need to go back there.
Are we old in the pool? It seems like we get a lot of bronzes.
Yeah.
Like our dudes are on their third Olympics.
Yeah, we got some older guys
too.
Getting married and having kids. Their wife's like, already been an Olympic swimmer and retired.
We need John's daughter in the pool. We like need some new blood in that thing.
I don't know if she's still at it.
Yeah, it's very hit or miss.
Our swimmers are not great right now, John. Like, they're bronzing. They're old. You know? We need a new generation.
It's incredibly hit or miss.
Swimmers next gen. You guys want to do Ja Morant here? This is the Daily Memphian. Really nice piece they've done on the top 25 rankings this month. Ja Morant's place in the Daily Memphian's top 25 rankings for Memphis. The number we've set here, so you guys can hit it, 10.5.
Over. Under.
Yeah, so obviously we are working through here the greatest Memphis athletes of the century, according to the Daily Memphian. Numbers 11 through 15 were released today, and in order, it's a tie. 14-14, Joe Jackson and Rachel Heck, Chris Douglas Roberts at 13, Harrison Williams 12, Mike Conley 11. Now, I want to say a couple of things about this.
So we're only essentially asking the question whether Ja's in the top 10. The number's 10.5?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's simple.
Yes.
Go ahead.
He's in the top 10. Breaking news. But I want to say a couple of things about two individuals here in a quote-unquote 15
Please
through 11.
Do. Please do.
I had Joe Jackson higher than 14. I think Joe Jackson was, I think a lot of times when you ask a group of people about to rank top 25 something, they just remember what was most recent, right? They remember what was new, you know, the newest thing, the most recent thing. And Joe's been out of the public spotlight for a long, long time. But I had Joe in my top 10 because I think when you take all of it, when you take Joe Jackson's high school career as a McDonald's All-American, second leading scorer in Shelby County Metro history, when you take his career at Memphis, though underwhelming in the sense of team achievements, right, he was himself not. He was a very good player at Memphis, one of only two players in program history to have more than 1,500 points, 500 assists, and 135 steals. So he's in rare air, and I know he's top 10 in a lot of other categories as well. You know, without Joe Jackson, Josh Pastor maybe doesn't even get that second contract, right? Like, he saved him in that UTEP game. So I think I had him at number 10, and I think he was criminally low at 14. And I shared this. I shared this sentiment with Jeff.
But it's a votes thing.
Correct. It's not. It's other people.
So if a bunch of guys got him at 21 and 22. Then,
or unranked or whatever.
But they had him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I still think 14 is low. And I also think Chris Douglas Roberts at 13 is criminally low as well. I had Chris Douglas Roberts inside my top 10. And again, what's going on here is that both of these guys have been out of the public spotlight for so long. You know, they're not doing a lot of media. They didn't have, you know, great pro careers, but Chris Douglas Roberts was a first-team All-American at Memphis in 2008. He was the best scorer on the best team that Memphis has ever had. He is responsible for the most iconic picture that you would associate with Memphis basketball, which is that dunk over Kevin Love, right? And really, it's arguably the best moment that, you know, if you just encapsulated something, it's arguably that, you know, Memphis dunking on UCLA. Like, it does not get better than that.
Yeah.
So I had him, I think, maybe 7 or 8. you know, again, D. Rose gets all the love, and he should, but, dude, CDR shot 54% from the field. He shot 41% from three. You know, he put up 28 points against UCLA, and he was, like, you know, he was swaggy. He was cool. He was, like, his influence, you know? So I think those two are too low, in my opinion. But I get why they were as low as they were. They haven't been in the public spotlight. And, you know, if you weren't here in Memphis when they were here, it's easy to sort of gloss over it after all these years. Would you agree with those two being too low?
I think for the most part. I was a little certainly surprised to see CDR that low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 is low. Right. And again, I shared all this with Jeff. But anyway, that's the beauty of voting, right? You get a vote. People get to, you know, share their opinions. We'll come back. Jessica Benson will join us on the other side. We'll talk to her about the Olympics, get her thoughts on everything that's going on in France. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, Howdy China FM, ESPN.
Just be careful. No spoilers. Want you to know the best place to bet the games this summer is at FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just take Team USA in basketball. That's my advice. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports. Maybe you like Spain in basketball after seeing them beat Greece. From basketball to badminton, soccer to swimming, FanDuel's got it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to sign up and start betting the games today. Get in on the action. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of 929FM. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-97.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, man, Japan's upset bid of France. Going to fall short, unfortunately.
No spoilers,
please. Well, it's 8:30 left in the game, but Rui Hachimura, who was 10 of 16 from the field, was just ejected for an intentional foul on Rudy Gobert. So,
well, Rudy will get under your skin, won't he?
And this could cost him. This could cost him. Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd on Grind City Media. She joins us every Tuesday, joins us now. So how much have you been enjoying these Olympic Games, Jessica?
Oh, I am the Olympics. The Olympics are me. I have had the time of my life. I have been locked in since the opening ceremonies Friday and then watching Gold Zone beginning Saturday morning, watching cycling in the rain up until, you know, I came to work this morning, but I watched on my way in the Coco Gauff tennis match this morning. I watched some mixed doubles gold medal table tennis match between China and North Korea. I've seen it all. I really have seen it all.
So what is your favorite about
Respect Burger
like,
to you?
Yeah, like,
watching it all.
Too. Yeah, it doesn't shock me that this would be the Jessica Benson wave at all. This is definitely all you. But like, what is your favorite part about? I mean, because you're all in. So what is it about the Olympics?
It doesn't shock you that I can get easily excitable over just about everything. My favorite.
Well, yeah, no,
is
you, I will. That is one of your great qualities. Is that you know you're never too cool to like be interested in something. You know.
No, and honestly, like it's also one of those things in my household that the Olympics mean a lot to my husband and I. We met at the Olympics. We were interns in 2012 for NBC in London. That's where we met. It's our two-year anniversary today, so shout out to my wonderful husband, Chris.
Happy anniversary.
And our gold medal Olympic love story. But we get all in, and I think in terms of the signature events that I like have to see is always going to be gymnastics, and thanks to the men's team getting a bronze yesterday, I was just as into the men's side of things as I am the women and Simone Biles and Suni Lee. The basketball, of course, is always going to be of utmost importance. I was up at 5 a.m. watching Spain, Greece this morning while I got ready for work. And then the swimming. And then track and field. We're not even at track and field yet. But I think those are my signature events. And then I kind of sprinkle around with beach volleyball is always really exciting to me. I think the venues of fencing, which is at Le Grand Palais in Paris. It's a beautiful venue for an event. The equestrian is at Versailles. The beach volleyball is in front of the Eiffel Tower, which is spectacular. And then I've also really gotten into the surfing this year. That's my additional. It's being done in Tahiti.
Yep.
And I just keep watching the video and the photos coming out of Tahiti and imagining that I, too, am there in the waves.
Yeah, Mr. Surfer Colin Jost went out there and cut his toes up on the reef, you know? Did you see that? Yes, he's injured.
I saw it.
I tell you what.
He's on the IR.
I've been watching a little bit of that, although I've been rolling my eyes at the Colin Jost stuff. I just think it's gone a little bit too far.
And then, I do too.
And then the other night, and I felt a little guilty about it, I'm rooting against an American. I found myself in many ways because of the competition within the competition. I wonder if you were watching at the same time or had any of the same feels. Like the fact that, you know, Jordan Chiles is trying to advance, right, in terms of the all-around, and Suni Lee ends up performing the other night and ends up butting around because of the system where only the top two can advance and Simone Biles is in. You end up where it's like, I mean, I kind of, you know, my dad and I both, we love Jordan Chiles. We love she's flexing out there, whatever. We've just kind of fallen in love with her. And it kind of puts you in a situation where, not that you're rooting against Suni Lee or hoping that she's not going to stick the landing or fall off, but it's like, oh, I want Jordan Chiles over Suni Lee. And then when Suni Lee wins, you got to watch the uncomfortable hugs and everything. And even though it's Team USA, there seems to it's kind of icy there. Did you get caught up in any of that? Because my wife and myself and my dad was even commenting on it.
Oh, I throw it onto the world, and I think that the world is conspiring against the United States of America by not allowing three gymnasts from the same country
to compete
in the all-around.
Just change the rules.
It is keeping us from having the opportunity to show that no one dominates.
That's right.
Like that trio of Simone, Suni, and Jordan Chiles. And I think Jordan Chiles finished in third by, like, it was ridiculous, like 0.06 points or something like that. So she doesn't get to go. And, of course, you end up feeling terrible for her. The thing for me that, along with just getting into the excitement, and this is sports, and this is why I love sports, and the thrill of the competition, I do find myself caring significantly about these athletes. And I knew who Jordan Chiles was following gymnastics, at least at a distance, and mostly thanks to Simone Biles and everything that comes around that. But you just become obsessed with certain athletes, either an individual competition or team. One of the other ones that's really taken me, swept me up in their success has been the USA women's rugby team, who lost this morning to New Zealand. They're now in the bronze medal game, but they have a woman on their team named Elan Marr, who put her on a college football team. Like, she has a better stiff arm than Derrick Henry. Like, she can send someone into another stratosphere. And she's also been a great follow on TikTok. And so it's been fun seeing the media side of it, some of these athletes kind of carving out their personalities or showing us their personalities on TikTok too, and then you find yourself really emotionally invested in their success. So it makes it for nonstop content watching. So much so that yesterday I watched the events live on Gold Zone during the afternoon, and then when Chris got home from work, he wanted to watch the primetime, and even though I knew everything that had happened, we just watched it again.
I've been doing a lot of that.
Put the New Zealand watching again with my wife. New Zealand lady on Memphis, bro. She beat Mario Anderson for that starting job, bro. Look up Portia Woodman. She's built different, bro. She over here carrying these girls, bro. I'm serious.
Someone said that USA New Zealand this morning was like Memphis versus Michigan in football.
Well, that's unnecessary.
Yeah, I know.
I laughed until I heard it really.
She used us. I mean, But
you did repeat it, which means
sure
you
did.
Agree with.
Well, it felt like it, but that's not to say like Memphis is still good. The USA women's team has been tremendous. They've been one of the standout stories of the rugby groupings, and yet still you just go up against like a built juggernaut, built on the lines. You know.
Wow, France is losing. France is losing, ladies and gentlemen, to Japan as a 16.5 point favorite.
Ooh.
With 5 minutes to go. Rudy has been rendered, once again, amazing, unplayable.
You got any feels for Jason Tatum, JB?
So it's one of those things that truly did not bother me when it happened. And you notice it, but it was more of a where there has been kind of an ongoing criticism of Steve Kerr and his rotations, and I was more happy that Kevin Durant was the hot hand in that game, so you don't want to go away from him. So have KD, you know, finish it out. My only thing has been watching the women's basketball team yesterday, who I'm not going to say they struggled against Japan, but it took a little longer than expected maybe to really. They were 20.5 point favorites. They ended up winning by 20 plus in the end, but it was at least closer in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the game, everything is, you know, feels comfy cozy. And so they played all 12 members on the team, and all 12 ended up scoring in the game, and kumbaya, everybody got a little bit of playing time. Could you have rolled Jason Tatum in there late in that game? Could you have rolled Tyrese Haliburton for that matter late in the game? Sure. We'll see what the rotations look like on Wednesday, but ultimately, like, this is the Olympics. It's serious business. If the U.S. men were to lose a game, it will be treated like an international disaster for America. So you have to make decisions within that moment. And I think every player knows what they're signing up for when it comes to the Olympics. We can all sit back and talk about the nature of, you know, Jason Tatum coming off finals MVP, coming off an NBA championship, being on a team with his teammates, Derek White and Drew Holiday, in this Olympic situation, the fact that they left Jaylen Brown off.
Mm.
But I think that's all just kind of like word salad around it when the ultimate goal is to win a gold medal. So as long as you go forth and do that, there's not much to complain about.
Are you expecting in 2028 in L.A., for Demetrius Jamel Morant to be on that team?
Ooh, I sure hope so. It is hard to not find yourself wondering what could have been if the situation was different. And that's a part of, you know, the journey of John. This was one of the things that kind of gets taken out. And injury-wise, who knows, you know, what the health status would have been going into this year. But I do think that the path is there forward, where he is a true American point guard. He's going to be the best point guard, count it, stamp it, whatever you want to say, going into the NBA next season. And you can imagine how he would be able to help lead this USA basketball team into this next generation of success. So I think it would be great to have a player like John Morant with the Olympics returning to the US of A in LA in 2028.
I do wonder if Jaren, you know, and you just, you know, he had his chance with FIBA to impress,
right,
and clearly was in training camp, I think, by his peers. He was voted, like, you know, most impactful or whatever it was in that straw poll, I think The Athletic did. But I do think, and I say, you know, working his way back into sort of the USA big man rotation, because I just watch Embiid out there, ineffective. It's almost like it's only Anthony Davis. I mean, Adebayo, you know what you're going to get, and I wonder if in 4 years he's going to be able to give that. So I just see maybe a path where Jaren can sort of work his way back into the sort of American big man rotation, maybe by 2028. What do you think?
I would hope so, and perhaps in a future world where he's not the lone big on the floor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we've seen it here in Memphis.
Exactly.
When is Jaren Jackson Jr. at his best? Not when he is starting five, not when he is your only member of the front court. Like, it's when he can be that free roamer, when he can be the version of himself that won Defensive Player of the Year. And we've seen some of those lineups where they're using Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo, they feel unstoppable. And, you know, you can imagine Jaren shifting into one of those places instead. And I think, you know, it's easy to see the vision. And can you imagine having two Memphis Grizzlies on the Olympics roster if it was when it's in L.A. in 2028? I think that the path is there forward. A lot of it will come on both individual success from Ja and Jaren, but also team success. How does this team, like, resituate itself within the ecosystem of the NBA, where you're looking at a Team USA roster and thinking, oh yeah, no duh, of course there should be two members of the Memphis Grizzlies on this roster.
Is there like a, maybe not in basketball, but is there like another country out there that, you know, you watch and maybe sympathize with / root for other than the United States? I'm just curious if people have, like, you know, a home away from home.
An interesting question.
Nation that we like, that we like, okay, maybe, you know, if the United States can't win, who do we want to win?
Ukraine.
Okay, I don't want them to win. Yeah, I was going to say.
They're not in this, are they?
Yes, they've got teams.
Yes, they are. Ukraine has multiple, not in
they're
basketball.
Training during war, bro. There's been all kinds of stories about it.
That's amazing.
Like, there was a Ukrainian swimmer, and you find yourself being like,
absolutely.
Or the Ukrainian men's gymnastics team was right up there against the U.S. and trying to go for that bronze, and a party was like, ooh, maybe I should put a little effort towards cheering on Ukraine in this. I know it's not a popular American opinion, and so I will never say I'm rooting for them to win, but I do like the host nation. I like Paris. I like France. I enjoy French things. I enjoyed the opening. We wanted to get into the opening ceremonies because a lot of people felt a certain kind of way about it, but this has made me want to venture back over to France and Paris. And they have this one swimmer, Marchand, who is like the French Michael Phelps.
He's awesome.
Unreal, and set a world record already. He has a lot more events in the pool coming up, and it's been fun watching him.
So when Phelps is saying, as great as he is and was, you know, I can't believe how long this guy stays underwater, it does feel like you're watching this sort of new form of greatness when you're talking about your Frenchman, Marchand.
Oh, my God.
And how long after the whatever that you call that, the kick push and the turn. I mean, he's underwater the entire time, so he's not having to fight against the current there. And it gives, you know,
like
something
fish
we've never seen. It is. It's like a fish. Pretty amazing
and
when the great ones are saying.
Yes. And one of my favorite things with swimming is when you have one of the great ones in the pool. And, like, we've seen it with Katie Ledecky. I know she got bronze in the 400 meter, or, you know, even Caleb Dressel. But when you are so much better than your competition, as Marchand was and is right now, it's when you take a full body length on the next person in the pool. Like, when you make that turn and you're the only one who has made the turn in swimming back, it just, that illuminates greatness so easily. Me as the viewer, I don't know everything about swimming. I tap in every 4 years. But in that moment, I know, like, this person's pretty special.
Rudy Gobert just got blocked at the rim.
No.
And it's 78-77 Japan with a minute and 15 left. I mean, this would be the upset of the year for the Olympics in basketball.
Yes.
It is, dude. Japan has dudes out here that are 5'4", Okay.
I was going to say, but Rui's out.
I mean, no Rui.
Who blocked Gobert?
Let's go Japan, bro. This would
that
be
was like watching the Japanese women's team yesterday, who the U.S. women beat. Like, there's a picture of Diana Taurasi just holding the ball above her head, smiling, and the Japanese defender is on her, and she's like half a body shorter than Diana Taurasi. Imagine being up against like Asia Wilson and Brittany Griner. Like, the size difference is crazy.
Did you see the fan that was trolling them that basically had a y'all need Caitlin sign?
Yes, and I loved their response. They were like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Is this really
looked
a thing
like they
right
wanted
now?
To slap that boy is what they looked like.
It looked like they really needed Caitlin Clark yesterday when they won 102-76. I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, they will be just fine. But I do think for 2028, I want to see some new blood in there. I want to see Ja, and I want to see CC.
How much would they have to pay you just to swim in the Seine?
Oh, well, I could always use some extra cash. So a couple thousand dollars, I'd jump in for a quick dunk.
A couple thousand seems low, JB.
You're not guaranteed to get sick. Like, I'm not going to
a couple thousand
die.
Dollars. I mean,
you're going to swell that's, up getting up in there
absurd.
And be green as hell.
Let's
get it up a little bit. Let's have a little bit more respect for ourselves, JB. I hold you in much higher regard.
When I have a couple of beverages, I have been known to seek bodies of water. Like, I love to jump in water. So I could just see me, you know, thinking it'd be funny to jump in the Seine and then learning the hard way that it's
you know,
full
this
of
is not,
bacteria.
This is not
water.
USC circa Yeesh. 2010, okay? I mean, you know, we...
You know what the French are putting in that thing.
The price
don't
is...
Don't worry, I'm not trying to jump in the Mississippi River. No one needs to be concerned. I know better than that.
The price of the brick has gone up. It's 80-80 with 49.5 seconds left in this game. And and France just got called for a foul on an inbound. So I don't know if this means Japan shoots a free throw. But this is absolutely the most hilarious game of the tournament to me. Like, you got, I mean, it, honestly, it could not be more of a size disparity with Wemby Gobert. And it's tied at 80, you know? Oh, the people like, oh, nobody cares about basketball. Like, this is great, man. This is, I truly do. Like, I think, you know, the Olympic basketball quality is better than it's ever been worldwide.
Oh, I think it's so fun. I mean, even watching, like, the Greece-Spain game this morning, it felt like it used to be, you know, obviously U.S. against the world. And then Spain was such a power. But now it's everyone. Everyone's involved in the fun. That group with Spain, Australia, Spain, Australia, Greece. Who's the fourth in their pool? Why can't I think of their fourth?
Canada.
Team? Anyway, they're all Canada. Exactly. They're all great, you know?
Yeah. You have, it's Canada, Australia, Greece, and Spain. I think that's exactly right. Yeah. So it's definitely been a blast so far, and I'm hoping that Japan can get this over the finish line because. Yeah, the world needs to see
this
it.
This is why we Olympics. See, I just told you I like world France. I don't like it. French basketball. I don't need French basketball to win.
Nope.
Just the French swimmer.
They're soft. They're soft, no doubt. Jessica, you're the best.
Happy
Thank
anniversary,
you.
JB.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Right.
She is Jessica Benson. Joining us every Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, Group A is, I want to make sure I have this right, it's Canada, Spain, Australia, Greece. Mm-hmm. That's Group A.
Yeah, y'all said it three times now.
Group B, I believe, is France, Germany, Japan, Brazil. Group C is United States of America, Serbia, South Sudan, and Puerto Rico.
It's amazing.
I'm recalling that from memory.
Yeah.
You know that. You're seeing that. You know? And I just wonder, can I live commentate this? Japan, 81-80. My man in the yellow shoes. I don't know his name. But this guy...
I mean, how can you live commentate?
This guy...
Really give us Japanese name.
This guy isn't going to be an absolute legend in Japan if he can pull this off, because he has been jacked. He's like Steph. He's the guy's like Steph Curry today. I mean, he's been, all of his shots have been threes, and he's just pulling up from anywhere. It's been incredibly entertaining. But hopefully Japan can hold on. I guess we'll tell you whether they do when we get back with the rundown. Maybe we'll start the rundown with the upset of the tournament. On the other side, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get closer to the action with 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app.
But if you can't catch it live, you know, when you're going running or doing something else, you can listen to Jason and John on the app. You know, that's what I do.
That's right.
Back and I...
It is amazing. Sometimes people will say, man, I'm moving. I hate that I'm going to. I'm like, you don't have to not listen to us. Like, the internet exists on
people
the app.
Sometimes say to me, they'll say, do you ever think about having a podcast? Someone said that. And usually it's a young person. So
right,
someone
right,
said
right,
that.
Right.
My nephew, my 20-year-old nephew said that to me. And I tried to explain to him that if I was to, quote-unquote, start a podcast tomorrow, I'd have 12 listeners as opposed to the tens of thousands, of hundreds of thousands, whatever it is that we already have here. Plus, by the way, this is also a podcast available and consumed just like you would any other podcast.
No doubt.
So in fact, I have a podcast, but also a radio show.
Listen back anytime using the Odyssey app's rewind feature. Smart speakers, too. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. This is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to sign up and start betting games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, do not hesitate. Reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
All 650 acquisition fee, 20,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE794066, MSRP 21820, Telluride RG543666, MSRP 39835, EV9R602, 29603, MSRP 61035. Includes all rebates and incentives, MPF 695, includes tax, title, license, registration, and fees. Must finance through Hyundai with approved credit, valid through 73124, dealer stock only.
I got Jeff Allen on the line, Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah. Hey, dude, you ready to rock our world?
You better believe it, Randy. How about 41 MPG highway in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $37.99 due at signing. 2024 Kia Telluride S, $379 per month, $39.99 due at signing. And 304 EPA estimated range for $389 a month in a 2024 Kia EV9 Lite. Or get 0% for 48 months, $49.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease.
Plus, every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
Or online, KiaMountMoriah.com.
At Lowe's, save big every day. Right now, get a free pneumatic nailer when you buy a pallet of Metabo HPT nails. And there's more. Save 10% on select shingles when you buy in bulk. Visit us in-store or online for low prices on the materials you need. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Are you ready to ride? Well, we gossip covered at Gossip Kia on the Pike. Get 41 MPG Highway in 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $37.99 due at signing. 2024.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.